This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Texas National Guardsman that went missing and presumed drowned trying to save illegal immigrants in the Rio Grande River over the weekend has been identified as 22-year-old Bishop Evans. John Anfinson, the local president of the Border Patrol Union in the Del Rio sector, said the river was deceptively dangerous in that area. When Americans realize 2.5 million illegal immigrants have been allowed to enter the United States under President Biden's watch, lawmakers are taking aim at the man in charge, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul on Fox News says Mayorkas is in way over his head.
I don't want to divulge too much of that, but he's very frustrated. We've had 2.5 million people cross into this border illegally since the president's been inaugurated. Title 42 being lifted means 500,000 over the next 5 weeks.
USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ross Chastain led for one lap on Talladega's big racetrack Sunday. It was the final lap and gave him the NASCAR win. After failing to prevent Russia's invasion into Ukraine, the United States has been pouring tons of money into the country. Tim Berg has more on the conflict.
The White House just sent over $1 billion in military and economic aid to Ukraine, but Ukrainian officials continue to ask for more to help as Russia begins its second phase of the invasion. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst explains why the United States has to give Ukrainian forces what they need.
It is absolutely necessary that we up our game and provide what President Zelensky is asking for. They have a plan for all of the different platforms that they have requested, and if we can get those items to them, get them quickly, they have the opportunity to defeat the Russian army.
This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Twitter's board and billionaire Elon Musk negotiated into the early hours of Monday over his bid to buy the social media platform. Musk said last week that he lined up $46.5 billion in financing to buy Twitter, putting pressure on the company's board to negotiate a deal. FBI Director Christopher Wray on CBS News overnight explains his vision for the department.
One of the things that I've tried to bring to the equation, to the job as FBI director, is a focus on process and rigor and professionalism and objectivity. And so if the FBI is going to remain, which I firmly believe it is, the world's premier law enforcement organization, even 10, 20 years from now, we need to make sure we're thinking ahead. So coming up with innovative ways to deal with some of those changes. So we have, for example, created an innovation lab where we have work by our folks with private sector folks to try to figure out how to better anticipate some of the technological developments that are coming upon us and how we can take advantage of those technologies. We have a massive development down at Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville where we are side by side with the military, NASA, and others to try to take advantage of the space that we have down there to develop cyber ranges for our folks to work on cyber attacks.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And yes, getting this country back on track, God willing. You know, it is his kingdom to come and his will to be done in spite of what the globalists and in spite of what other antithetical forces are out there. But now more than ever, I am convinced that it's up to God's church, the very thing that Jesus had instituted, to come together. I mean, when you go back in the history of our country, what it was, what were the driving forces? What was the consistent driving force that allowed America to be? I mean, it wasn't, you know, by the power of our guns or our military. It was the divine providence, even George Washington stated, by the hand of divine providence. Our founding documents are loaded with Judeo-Christian principles that when they're honored, it goes well for us. And we read from the Old Testament and we read and understand from previous cultures. When you do it God's way, it goes well. You do it your way, not so much. And here we are at this moment in time to think where we are in terms of that alignment. Are we aligned with godly principles? Phil Hotzenpiller is with us right now, the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church. Phil, you know, with all due respect, you know, I try to be careful not to broad brush the church. But sometimes the church needs to be called out for its shortcomings because, you know, for whatever reason, they've been hogtied in such a way, you know, ever since this debate about, oh, there must be a separation of church and state. Where in the Constitution does it say that? Where in any sense of human reasoning would such a statement make any sense? But yet that has been the shield that has allowed these antithetical agents to come in and tie up the strong man so they could have their way, to the point that here we are today in the 21st century and they're throwing a fit because they can't indoctrinate our five-year-old kids about sex.
Well, Bill, I think, you know, kind of hit the nail on the head. The church has universally has scaled up in America. It's largely because pastors were either not trained or they were not paying attention, and they allowed, you know, fame and fortune and everything else to get in the way of a pure message of standing in the middle of a storm. You know, the ecclesia, that term for the church, is actually a term that means a called out into the assembly, where, and it's actually a political term, it's a citizenship term, and the church has failed to do that. And so when now we see the result of it. The good thing that COVID did was it was a revelation of who was not doing it and what they were should have been doing. And so I think in some ways the church is stronger, but it's just smaller. And what I mean by that is the committed, the non-conforming, solid kind of leaders that that do exist, they've become evident. And the weaker ones have fallen by the wayside and lost credibility. And that's not a bad thing. It's really not a bad thing, because in this world we're supposed to have a little tribulation according to Jesus. So if we're not, if nobody's tribulating, we may not be doing anything.
Exactly. Exactly. Bring on the tribulation. Phil, it's as if Jesus in the 21st century is walking amongst the seven lampstands of the churches, right? And so if you have ears to hear and eyes to see, then for the churches that are surviving today and those leaders, maybe they should take a proper assessment. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And you know, if you look at, you know, I'm teaching through Revelation with David Scarlett right now on his glory. And this week we'll hit chapter 6, and you've got the white horse, and this is the pale horse, actually, and this is the one that's the counterfeit. And he comes and he counterfeits and tricks the church. It's kind of interesting because he comes with a bow versus the white horse comes with a sword. And that word bow there is a word toxin, T-O-X-O-N. It's where we get our word toxic. He comes with a toxic message. And I think that's what we're seeing today. We're seeing a toxic message come forth, and it really is. You know, it's. I just think it's a. I think it's a great season, Bill. I mean, I know a lot of people can't the church all get together. Well, it never did. It never will. Right? Even in any great movements of revival, you know, not everybody got involved in it. I mean, it bypassed a lot of people, a lot of denominations.
No, without a doubt. And again, it goes back to even in Jesus' time. I mean, you've got Jesus. He's walking the earth. He's amongst them. You know, God himself, and he didn't get 100%. In fact, the odds were so bad that they ended up crucifying him.
Yep.
Well, so what does that say?
Well, and I think that ultimately Jesus didn't try to win a popularity contest. And Christians should not try to win a popularity contest. You know, James says the friendship with the world is enmity with God. So if the world loves you, then you're battling against God. Because we're to be counterculture in everything we do. It doesn't mean we're obnoxious and mean and nasty. It just means that our message is of the cross is you know, foolishness to those who are perishing. You know, but it's the power of God unto us who have been saved. And I think that's the message we have to bring back to the church. Back in society.
Exactly. And we've got to support and encourage those who are carrying that message, because it is counterculture. And especially as much power has been given to the counterculture, the cancel culture and that, it's brutal. But it's not as brutal as it will be, but it is nonetheless, it really separates you from the temporal possessions that you may have. And this is something that, you know, I've been personally dealing with, Phil, is a outpouring, a releasing of these things of this world. And, you know, something that, you know, like I said, that and I'm being vulnerable with everybody to say this is what God's dealing with me on it, and to let go of these things, of the things of the world. And they're so subtle because you don't even realize that you're holding on to them, do you?
No, and I think it really, a lot of this comes back to not how much or what zip code you live in. It's your attitude toward what you have and what's really valuable. And I think, you know, most people, when they cross some point in history of their life, they find out what stuff's really worth. You know, when you're young, you don't really know because you don't have anything. Then you start having success and you think everything is that. And then you come to a place where, wait a minute, what's really valuable in my life and in my world? And that reassessment is a wonderful thing for all of us to experience.
Yeah. And I think you said it perfectly, because that's where I'm at in my journey of life, is that God has brought me to this point to where, you know, I'm all, you know, Phil, I tell you, I thought I was in before for his kingdom purposes, but I find myself more all in than I've ever been. Because I believe that is the redemptive message and the opportunity that we have right now before us. because we have a little bit of preparation time, but the window of opportunity I see is starting to close. And the day of the Lord will be realized. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking with Phil Hotzenpiller, the president and founder of American Faith. He says the globalists have made it clear their plan for the world for decades, and especially this past decade with the likes of Dr. Yuval Noah Harari and World Economic Forum's Klaus Schwab. They're calling it the Great Reset. Phil, you and I talked about that maybe it's time for people of faith to have a great reset of their own, if not we could call the Great Reawakening, because you always have whatever's happening in the world You always have the false, the counterfeit, and you have the legitimate. And the counterfeit is, picking up a lot of steam. And what this Dr. Yuval, which is amazing, I mean, here he is, he's Jewish. You said that he's homosexual. And the words that he's putting out there, supported by Barack Obama and Joe Biden and others, pretty dangerous stuff. I mean, you know, what stopped me in my tracks was that, first of all, it's all about science. Where have you heard that before? I mean, science is the new God, the new theocratic force that has come upon not only the United States, but the world. And he says, if you're ready for this, that human beings are now hackable. Because of the technology that exists today, you and Klaus Schwab, he said this, and this was the other thing that grabbed my attention, was he says that your identity, that we can, you know, I guess, groom your identity. Your identity no longer comes from God. It now comes from the scientists and the algorithms that they are already designing so that, you know, you're going to be a new avatar, Phil, designed in accordance with the World Economic Forum's ideals.
Well, yeah, what makes this a little bit frightening is the endorsement that he has behind him. I mean, Zuckerberg, Gates, you know, Obama, World Economic Forum calls him their prophet. And I think what's unfortunate is that, I'm going to say this about Christians, most Christians either don't want to know or unwilling to look into anything and ask the right kind of questions. What's happening here? Because basically the idea is you will become, there'll be a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week surveillance on you, and you will love it. You will be hackable. That is, they're going to not change what you do, but change you. That's the whole plan. Mm-hmm. And this is moving with great steam ahead. I mean, and so what do we take?
How realistic, Phil? How realistic is this? You know, can you address that? Because I mean, I saw this and I'm thinking, whoa. But I mean, you know, this could happen in our lifetime. This could happen in the next 10 years. It's happening now.
I think it's happening now. I think that what we have is you already have, you know, Elon Musk talking about the chip in the brain to help. Mm-hmm. You've already got, you know, the chip in the hand in Austin, Texas. They've unveiled this, you know, scan your hand with the chip in your hand so you can buy and sell. And then you've got a lot of money behind this. So by the time we hear something, it's probably been 5 to 10 years in research. That's the way I look at it. You know, you hear about something, oh, my gosh, this is going on. Did you know this? Well, it's been happening a long time before that. So is this the goal? Is this the plan? Is this the way the Antichrist unfolds his plan in the last days? Very well could be. I mean, this guy, think about this guy, Yuval, I believe is the Hebrew word. It's, if I could be incorrect on this, but I think I'm right, for Cain. Mm. And so this is a descendant of Cain, Harari. Uh-huh.
Right.
Noah, think about the words that have come together on this. He's an atheist. He's a Jew. He's homosexual, and he's got all the money in the world behind him. His book became a bestseller because Barack Obama said it's the greatest book I ever read. So that just tells you what's happening here on one side. And while we're over here worrying about other things, distracted by minor things, big things are happening in our world. And then you've got the failure of the church on a broad scale that it really hasn't stood in the middle of a little bit of conflict. COVID was a little bit of conflict for the church, and it failed. It failed to understand that Caesar is not God. It failed to recognize the power, you know, of the Constitution. And so the Church of America is very weak. And then on top of that, we see churches failing. Like we see the collapse of Hillsong happening right before our very eyes, one of the largest, probably one of the largest global movements in the history of the world outside of Great Revival. And what's happening here? Well, God is, as you said, he's resetting the church.
Right.
And he's resetting the church for an end-time scenario, I believe, where new power, new authority, a new movement's going to come from the church itself.
You know, Phil, you talk about the end times and how it will, things will line up. And as we read it, at least I do, and I'm going, how are the people going to get there? I mean, we're starting to understand the technology of having devices installed in our bodies and our hands. Like you said, in Austin, that's already taking place, chips in the brain and other things going on. But I mean, to be able to come against God and all the forces, you know, let's go back and consider Pharaoh. Here's Pharaoh. He is confronted with 10 plagues. I mean, it's like, hello, memo to Pharaoh, you're getting your butt kicked. You're out of your league here. No, he is so fixed that he goes and ends up destroying his land and his people and his own son in the process. And you wonder, you go, okay, what is it going to be like for people to come against? I mean, here's Jesus. He's coming in out of the sky. We've may or not, you know, depending on where you fall on this, believe that the rapture has already taken place. I mean, that's a bit of a wonder, you know, that people suddenly are missing. You know, cars are empty and homes are empty suddenly in mass numbers. And, you know, what the heck is going on here? But let's not think about that. Let's just be so ideologically fixed that we're going to continue to follow the antics of the Antichrist and go against the power of God himself. I mean, you got to be pretty hard-hearted and fixed in your own ideology, don't you? And I mean, this is what this is all about. If science is controlling you and they've created an identity for you, you've lost your soul.
Well, yeah, that's right. You know, the Bible talks in Thessalonians about the great falling away, and it's really speaking about the church, or should I say the counterfeit church, where you're going to see people that just don't stand. And what it really means is they were never saved. They were holding to a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. Mm-hmm. The Bible says in the last days, men will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. Well, that's exactly what's happening here. A doctrine of a demon is anything outside of true biblical Christianity. Mm-hmm. And so when you modify biblical Christianity to fit your mold, what you do is you create a doctrine of a demon.
Yeah, exactly. You're on hallowed ground there, and there's no doubt, and we know traditionally judgment starts in the house of God, and that seems to be the case right now, does it not?
Yeah, I think that judgment comes in a lot of different forms. You know, one great judgment that God has in Scripture is neglect. You know, Isaiah 5 talks about the parable of the vineyard, and he just takes his hand off of him and lets him spin out of control. So it's not always a lightning bolt that hits your backyard. Sometimes it's worse. Mm-hmm. Nothing gets your attention. You just move into mediocrity and then finally into, you know, following after false gods. And you think, and you're honestly, you're deceived. And this is Matthew 7, you know, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, do we not do this and this and this? And he'll say, depart from me, I never knew you. So, you know, there's a lot of warnings in Scripture that people don't put on the refrigerators to remember every day.
Well, Phil, I guess, you know, that's what it comes down to. What is the action plan? What should be? We've got about 40 seconds left. Real quick, some real quick points that we need to do in order to get in aligned with what God's doing right now.
Well, I think number one, you got to get back to truth. You got to get back the power of the Spirit of God. You got to put off religion and put on, you know, Spirit-led living. Don't be afraid to confront evil in your day. That's what you're called to be. You're called to be a, you know, a warrior in the midst of chaos.
And we know, and you should know even by experience, if you've been fighting the battle, it is the Lord of Heaven's army that goes before you, right?
Amen.
Bill Hotzenpiller. Thank you, buddy.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put put your head in the sand? Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Texas National Guardsman that went missing and presumed drowned trying to save illegal immigrants in the Rio Grande River over the weekend has been identified as 22-year-old Bishop Evans. John Anfinson, the local president of the Border Patrol Union in the Del Rio sector, said the river was deceptively dangerous in that area. When Americans realize 2.5 million illegal immigrants have been allowed to enter the United States under President Biden's watch, lawmakers are taking aim at the man in charge, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul on Fox News says Mayorkas is in way over his head.
I don't want to divulge too much of that, but he's very frustrated. We've had 2.5 million people cross into this border illegally since the president's been inaugurated. Title 42 being lifted means 500,000 over the next 5 weeks.
USA Radio News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Coming on 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We got Ethan Peck joining us. Ethan is an associate for the National Center's Free Enterprise Project. Ethan, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Question for you.
Yeah.
Is Levi's still a publicly traded corporation or a far-left political action committee?
Well, technically it's a publicly traded corporation, but it's behaving like a leftist think tank. And a pressure group, and they're really a lot of times often you'll see that the woke mob will pressure CEOs to sort of capitulate to you know a leftist agenda, or that you know, that certain companies will capitulate to the interests of BlackRock and all the ESG standards. But with Levi's, it's actually the CEO himself who's you know ultra woke, Chip Berg. Is genuinely woke. He's not just playing a part, and that's why we focus on Levi's.
Well, you know, and what about the people who are investing in Levi's? I mean, they're putting their hard-earned money into this, and of course, I think some slapback is coming, and probably wakening up. You know, some investors who have been investing in Disney stock, for example. You know, last week alone, what did they lose? Something like $40 billion in assets because they got out of their lane and decided that they weren't in family entertainment anymore, but they were going to be involved in, you know, woke policy?
Right, exactly. So there are actually some corporations like ExxonMobil, who I think is genuinely pushing a woke agenda, but they're smart enough for their own self-interest to avoid what happened to Disney. So now they made it, you know, it's against company policy, you know, this was news yesterday, to fly a pride flag outside Exxon headquarters, for example. And so while they're, you know, going to, in secret and stealth, still continue to push this woke nonsense, they're going to try to avoid the PR nightmare that came upon Disney, and deservedly so. But Levi's is not someone who will act the way that Exxon is or who will learn from Disney. Levi's, which is, it's sad because it's, you know, what's more American than blue jeans? It's a classic American company.
Exactly.
It's been tarnished by Chip Burke, CEO.
Well, and as you said, this has been indoctrinated and inculcated into their culture in such a way that you can't tell the difference between the CEO and the corporate culture, right? Because if you go to work for Levi's, you're going to find out real quick that you better fall in line or you're going to be canceled.
Yeah, absolutely. There was even Jennifer Say, which was a high-ranking board member. She resigned.
Right.
Or she was, forced to resign. She is not someone that's, of the right. She's actually more so on the left. She's even supported the Black Lives Matter movement in the wake of the George Floyd incident. But she opposed what the lockdowns did to her children. You know, she's opposed the sort of radical COVID policies in schools. And so she moved out of the state of California to move her kids away from this. And she was very active in speaking about COVID tyranny. And basically, she leaked out that Chip Burke said to her in a private meeting, you could be the CEO one day, but all you have to do is shut up about this COVID stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because Levi's thought it was important for them, a jeans maker, to spread COVID tyranny. And so she refused, and eventually the Levi's decided to part ways with her and forced her to resign, and they offered her I think it was like a $1 million severance.
Right, yeah, that's what I understood. Mm-hmm.
To be quiet and to not disclose to the public about her talks with Levi's, about them trying to pressure her to be quiet about the COVID tyranny. And she refused. She was brave enough to say, no, you know what, I don't need the money. I'd rather say what went down at Levi's about them trying to shut her up. And you could read her blog post about it on Barry Weiss's blog. It's actually fascinating. And so Chip Berg is even someone left wing at his company, because they hold some liberal values, he has to silence.
Well, and that's the problem with all these ideologies. I mean, at some point they run out of the lane of common sense or any kind of rational deniability. In this particular case, she had to make a call about her kids. What's more important, her job or her kids? And, God bless her for that. I mean, that to me speaks of her character and is, something, I believe to be honored. Look, everybody has a right. I love this country that we have we should have a freedom of opinion and a freedom of speech. And that, sadly, is dying, although there are people like her, Elon Musk, who's causing a lot of brain damage to Twitter and their investors right now, because of what? We want to go back to first principles and believe in freedom of speech, and somehow that is some just humongous sin that can't be tolerated?
Absolutely. I agree with you. And that's exactly why we supported, in our most recent report that was released a couple of days ago, we really supported Jennifer Say and what she did, because even though she doesn't share our political values, mostly, she's more on the left and we come from the right and we're open about that. It was brave of her to stand up for basic American values. And so we're willing to support people on all sides of the political aisle as long as they, at least stick to the basics and not go to this radical woke ideology. And so I agree. And another part of that you brought up was how people draw the line at their kids. And that's a very good point, because that's exactly where people are so outraged at Disney. Because as soon as Disney started going after, the children, now parents are upset. And same thing with the critical race theory in the schools in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
That the kids shouldn't be targeted by woke corporations. Woke corporations shouldn't be political at all, but when you go after our children that are completely innocent and malleable, it's really wrong.
Well, and the big lie is that critical race theory is not being taught. And what we're discovering here, Ethan, is that they may have changed the name, they've reworded the deal, but the bottom line is it's still CRT. And you've got legislation in South Carolina that just passed the House there that prohibits the teaching of CRT in kindergarten through 12 classrooms. And this was approved, as I said, by the state's House of Representatives. And boy, I'll tell you, those on the left, Democrats especially, are outraged by this. But, you know, this is what we love about having 50 states, is they can be independent to define what how these issues should be handled. And, you know, and congratulations to, well, at least, you know, in part, to South Carolina. It hasn't been fully passed, but it went through the House. Pretty likely that, you know, the Senate will pass it, and it will come to law. I mean, because these teachers unions and everything, we're not teaching it, and then you find out that they're flat out lying to everybody.
Right, that's a really good point. So CRT now, I think they're rebranding it in schools under social emotional learning. And CRT at the corporate level, it just goes under diversity, equity, and inclusion, or sometimes it's just diversity and inclusion. Mm-hmm. And you're right, the system of federalism in this country is proving to be alive and well. And so that's a good thing. I wish that there was a sort of fallback that we had in corporate America, but unfortunately in corporate America, it's going to take a grassroots movement to really undo some of this woke stuff.
You know, and you mentioned DEI officers now that are entering into corporate boardrooms. I mean, they're going to end up with more power than the chief executive officer, Ethan, don't you think?
Yeah, because they really know how to apply pressure on the right pressure point. This is something that the woke are really good at. So if you look at someone like these DEI officers will hire I think I mentioned this last time on the show, they will hire someone like Ibram X. Kendi, which is a grifter, who'll get paid $20,000 to speak for an hour, lecturing the employees about how they should be guilty about their white skin, or if they're black, they should feel like they're a victim and that they need to be handed things. So it's really racist against black people and white people, and the hiring practices that are occurring.
Exactly,
it's wrong.
Got to leave it there. Ethan Peck, thank you for being with us. Take care.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D77. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rights subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call me, call me out.
A little morning aerobics here to get the blood rolling, huh? Hey, up and Adam we are, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Speaking of Adam Holtz is with us from PluggedIn.com. Hey, Adam, how we doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, you sound terrific. I mean, hey, you're all healed up in one day. It's an immediate experience. I'm happy to hear that. And hear,
you know,
you sound good.
Trying to fight through it, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I know it's tough, and it's been, you know, that kind of case, you know, the lingering situation, you know, COVID, maybe not, or whatever. And,
yeah.
You know, we just continue to pray that all is well. And, of course, even Paul's under the weather, too, huh? What are you guys doing? You guys going out and watching some basketball games together, sharing the popcorn bowl? What's happening?
Something like that, you know. Yeah. We got both of us with the Rona, but we're going to be all right. It's just like a bad cold. So
yeah, exactly. Well, you're just building up your immunity all the more.
Right.
I mean, hey, if we could only build up our immunity against, you know, what's happening in our children's classrooms these days. Teachers union, what is going on? I mean, this is a war for our kids, Adam. And I know how strongly you and your wife feel about, you know, your family and others and that sort of thing. But, man, I'm telling you, you know, our kids are going to be, I mean, it's heartbreaking to think that they've been subjected to this for all these years and that we're unaware. But now that we're aware, we just can't stand for this.
No, we can't. And everybody's got to step in and do the best they can with their individual situations. Obviously, we're seeing homeschooling rates are skyrocketing, and not just with conservative Christians. I mean, there are a lot of people who are so concerned about what's happening in schools that they're like, you know what? We can't even remotely trust you to do the right thing. We're in a relatively conservative charter school, but even there, we've had some things that we've had to navigate, and I think they mostly have their heads screwed on pretty straight. But man, it's just it's a crazy world we're living in, and you know, this whole thing with the bill in Florida and the common sense. I mean, if anything was common sense, I was like, you know what? Maybe we're not going to talk about changing genders with 5-year-olds.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
why the push for this, really, you know?
Right.
And like I said before, I said, you know, in dealing with this topic long ago, you got to sit there and go, well, no wonder they have to expand the ranks. The only way they can expand their ranks is by indoctrinating people because they can't reproduce.
Right.
Right. So what are you going to do?
Right.
So now you go ahead and you invade the institution and the teachers right there at the expense of our kids and their minds and futures, they're all in. It's like, wait a minute. Wow.
Yeah.
I turned over my kids and to you, and this is the way you think. You know what? I don't think so. Ain't going to happen. And, you know, to what point? You know, and you're causing more problems than were there. And, I think I mentioned this one teacher, and I was just astounded how proud she was that she could announce that, well, 43% of the kids in her classroom are trans. What the heck? Really?
Well, you know,
come on.
I had a really enlightening conversation with my oldest two kids the other night. And this is, again, at a relatively culturally conservative charter school with, there are a ton of Catholics there, which is neither here nor there, but this is a school that a lot of our friends are Catholic that they have chosen to come to. So there's a deep Christian influence there. Mm-hmm. And I was talking with my 13-year-old, and I said, you know, how much are people, you know, talk to me about this trans thing. And she's like, oh, yeah, you know, there's lots of people that think that way. And then I was talking with my 15-year-old, and he had, I thought, a surprising wisdom. He was pretty dismissive of it, and he said, yeah, it's just what they feel like they have to do to fit in. It's just, this is the new iteration of being cool.
And yes.
They don't know what it means to be trans any more than they know what it means to be, you know, a bear, right? I mean,
right.
It's just, there's a peer pressure element. They don't know up from down. And my 15-year-old had enough sense to say, it's ridiculous. They don't know anything. And, you know, he was interested in a girl, and my 13-year-old's like, oh, yeah, she's gay. And I'm like, oh, she's not gay. Give me a break. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's just ridiculous. And I think I'm thankful that I'm able to talk with my kids about this. But mm-hmm. You've got to talk to your kids because
exactly.
there is a huge peer pressure element. And I think we're seeing, well, this is anecdotal, but it affects girls more than it does the boys at this age.
Well, they're much more emotional, and that would stand to reason that
right.
Why it would affect them more. The thing that's interesting, what you're sharing here right now, is how kids speak. You know, there's a Spanish saying that drunks and kids speak no lies. And, you know, and there's no political correctness. It's just, hey, here it is, right?
Yeah.
And they lay it out there. And if you're not listening to your kids, boy, I'll tell you, you're missing out. The other thing that comes to mind here, there ought to be a movement, once again, for neighborhood barbecue parties. Getting the neighborhood together, getting people together, regardless of, you know, political preference or anything, just to come together so that we can talk.
Right.
And, you know, and you got to monitor and understand that sometimes people are a bit aggressive. I mean, the other day I had a situation with a gentleman, and I was with a group of people. I was concerned because I found out some information, and I said at the very beginning, and they're aware that I do a national show. And I said, heads up on this. You ought to look into this. But the information that's coming out about remdesivir is very, I think, dangerous and worthy of a look-see. Now, this gentleman happened to be in the medical profession, and boy, he took exception. And he really, you know, his back stiffened up, and he started to get mean. And I said, look it. I said, stop. I said, I warned everybody. I said, this is up to you. Look into it. He goes, that's a bunch of, I said, okay. Well, obviously, maybe you know. And if you know something that can enlighten us and educate us, let us know.
Yeah, let's have a conversation.
But just to, on its safe, on its face, invalidate, you know, I'm just, you know, you are new neighbors. I'm, you know, this is something that, you know, came across my transom. I think you might be interested. Check it out. And interestingly enough, after, you know, the group broke up, several people came to me and go, I want to know more about it. And I just gave them, you know, I said, check into this, because I'm continuing to check into it. I'm very concerned about the stories that came out from, you know, noted officials, from doctors who have done deep dives on this deal. And, again, we're going to find out, sadly, down the road, when we get out of the, you know, the pressure of this science-controlled messaging from the NIH and the CDC and Dr. Fauci et al. Covering their back ends, I think we're going to find out a lot about, COVID and what we did and how we, you know, failed the American people and how we failed ourselves by buying into the science. I mean, right. To such a degree. I mean, I was just watching a video the other day from this guy. It was this noted, you know, Jewish scholar that Barack Obama and Bill Gates and Zuckerberg have lauded his praises. This guy's an atheist. He pretty much comes out and says, hey, look, science is about power and control. And you guys got to understand that that's the way it is. And he was just emphatic. He doesn't believe in God. He just believes that, sapiens have evolved and we're the greatest aspect of evolution is Homo sapiens. And our next evolution is all feeding into this, fourth wave of the industrial complex, industrial complex that the One World Globalists talk about, Klaus Schwab and that. But he says, look, humans are hackable. We can hack you. And Schwab says that your identity will come, from science. We no longer from God, because God's out of the picture, right? This is why everything's gotten so chaotic and complex, because we've ignored the simplicity of godly rules. So, here we are seeing things according to our own eyes, our own demise. Go ahead.
When I talk with my children, I really try to have pretty adult conversations with them. I said, you know what? We all have to choose what we are going to believe. Everybody, like Blaise Pascal said, everybody's placing a bet, right? We're right. All making a wager on what we believe is true. But to do that, we have got to be willing and able to really critically think about the different belief systems that are in play. And as Christians, I believe we have a very muscular worldview that helps us to make sense of reality. And I'm not afraid of other ideas. I'm not afraid to talk about atheism or any other ism. And we don't have to be. But you do have to know that even if you're not conscious of it, you're creating a worldview, and most of our worldviews are kind of a patchwork, right? You know, there's experience, there's ideas, there's the family we grew up in. All of those things contribute to how we see the world.
Exactly.
But we all have to make that decision, and I want to help you to be free to think through what that looks like for you, but here's why we believe what we do and why we believe this is the right way.
Exactly. There is a bottom line after all is said and done. And maybe to reinforce that, check out the bad guys, huh?
Yeah.
The bad guys might remind you that, hey, there's an upside and there's a downside. And it does feel good at the end of the day to do good, doesn't it?
It does. That's exactly
Amen.
Right.
Adam Holtz, PluggedIn.com. That's where you go to be in the flow of the know. Thank you, Adam. Take care, buddy. Be well, my friend.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do the letters I...